Picture your phone on a nightstand, screen dim, notifications quiet, and a tiny image on the lock screen nudges someone to finish a booking they've been thinking about for a week. No loud banner, no modal takeover, just a polite visual that registers in passing and closes a loop. That little wind is exactly what I mean by an ambient frame, visuals designed to work when people aren't looking directly. Today I'll teach a practical playbook for making those frames, three recipes you can use in the studio, a conservative testing plan, and export rules so nothing breaks when deployed.
Quick roadmap. First, we'll cover the foundations, what counts as ambient, and the attention rules you must respect. Then we'll dig into three studio-ready recipes, micro contrast anchors, low motion reveals, and permission-first micro CTAs. After that, I'll walk you through production constraints and handoff language. Then we'll do a 60-second imagination break to sketch an ambient frame by ear. Finally, a conservative testing plan and clear takeaways. If you want starter assets, visit mgwdstudios.com/ambient kit. And to get feedback, submit one mock at mgwdstudios.com/submit.
Foundations. Let's define the terrain. Ambient or passive contexts are touch points where users aren't directly engaged. Lock screens, watch complications, elevator panels, TV lower thirds, and many in store screens. The person is not actively scrolling, so attention is shallow, momentary, and often peripheral. Your first rule? Design for glances, not deep reads.
Three diagnostic questions to pick the right ambient touch point for your brand. 1. Where does your audience actually passively look? Commute, checkout, waiting areas. 2. What action is legitimately useful in that moment? Reminder, micro-conversion, reassurance. 3. What permission can you reasonably...
If I may add, think of attention like a bandwidth cap. Your visual budget is tiny. One focal anchor, a short copy line at most, and one reversible action. Treat it like a billboard the size of a postage stamp. That constraint is actually liberating. It forces clarity.
Exactly. All right. Segment 2. The three recipes. Recipe 1. Micro contrast anchors. These are tiny visual features that read at a glance. Subtle luminance shifts, a bright accent pixel, or an isolated shape that breaks the background rhythm. The trick? Contrast enough to read at 1 to 2 feet or in peripheral vision, but stay brand safe and accessible. Use safe color palettes and avoid saturated flashes that could startle.
Practical heuristics here. Aim for a minimum contrast ratio for legibility on the target device. If you can test on device, do it. On low refresh screens, prefer single color accents or subtle value shifts over gradients. And when in doubt, prioritize silhouette clarity. A recognizable icon silhouette beats fine detail every time.
Recipe 2. Low motion reveals. Think three-frame micro-motions that suggest change without creating motion sickness or draining battery. Frame 1, baseline. Frame 2, a soft reveal. Shift opacity or reveal a thin stroke. Frame 3, settle into a secondary state. Keep timing long enough to be noticed, but short enough to be reversible. 250 to 600 milliseconds per microstep often feels polite. And always respect reduced motion settings. Offer a no-motion fallback.
From the physical display side, I'll add that refresh cadence and panel tech change everything. Some elevator displays refresh at one frame every few seconds. Others can do smooth animation. When you're working with vendors, ask for refresh windows and color depth up front. Design for the lowest common denominator first.
Good point. Recipe 3. Permission-first micro CTAs. These are tiny, reversible actions. Remind me, save this offer, tap to open later, that ask permission before escalating. Copy should be explicit, lightweight, and reversible. Tap to save to lock screen, or quietly remind me at 8 a.m. Never assume consent. Always show how to opt out or reverse the action in one step.
And a channel-specific note, on TV overlays or OOH, avoid personalized language unless you have explicit opt-in. Use passive wording like, see details on your phone, rather than, we know you like X. That protects trust and keeps legal teams calmer.
Segment 3, production and constraints. This is where good design meets engineering reality. Rule 1, file size targets. Aim for kilobytes, not megabytes.
export vector shapes where possible, use optimized GIFs or short APNGs for micro motion, or tiny video sprites at aggressive compression settings for more complex reveals. Rule 2. Naming conventions. Ambient, brand name, type, size, frame rate, version. That way your build team knows exactly which asset to swap for a vendor pilot.
Here's a short on-call handoff script you can actually paste into a ticket. Hi team, attached are ambient frame V1, 120 by 120 PNG, anchor, 3-frame APNG, reveal, at 400 bytes. Description, shows brand dot, subtle fade in, reversible CTA, save. Target endpoints, watch complication, lock widget. Refresh window, 10 seconds. Reduced motion, static PNG fallback provided. Short, explicit, and engineer friendly.
Perfect. And for vendor conversations, ask about refresh rates, palette limitations, and any on-device caching mechanics. Offer a tiered implementation plan. Widget only swaps, lowest effort, timed low refresh pilots, middle, and vendor integrated rollouts, highest fidelity. That maps to the ambient kit we put together at mgwdstudios.com/ambient kit. Imagination break, 60 seconds. I want you to sketch an ambient frame by ear. Close your eyes briefly if you like. Choose a device, lock screen, smartwatch, or in-store shelf display. Now imagine what shows, a single icon or micro illustration, a short line of copy, and a tiny motion. Picture the action possible. Save, remind, or learn more. Think about permission. How would you ask? I'll count down quietly while you form the visual in your mind. Ready? 3, 2, 1, go. All right, open your eyes. If you sketched something, great. Hold on to that idea and try converting it into a single PNG and a 3-frame APNG. If you didn't, no worries. Try it later with the templates at mgwdstudios.com/ambient kit. Segment 4, conservative testing plan. Measuring success in low-frequency contexts is tricky because events are sparse. Use paired location time A/B tests when possible. Roll a pilot to one store cluster and hold another as control during matched time windows. Use proxy events, a nearby micro-conversion or an intentional app wake as a signal that someone engaged. Staged rollouts with clear opt-out and short pilots protect trust.
Guardrails always log consent and provide a visible opt-out path. When privacy questions arise, have the copy ready. This reminder is local to your device and can be turned off anytime. That sentence alone can ease approvals.
Okay, key takeaways in 3 quick bullets. First, start with permission and pick touch points where passive attention meets real value. Second, use the 3 recipes, micro contrast anchors, low motion reveals, and permission first micro CTAs, and always provide reduced motion fallbacks. Third, ship with production constraints in mind, tiny file sizes, clear naming, and a tiered rollout plan, so engineering and vendors can implement safely. If you want ready-made starter templates, go to mgwdstudios.com/ambient kit. If you build a mock, submit it for feedback at mgwdstudios.com/submit, and we'll pick a few to review on the show. For custom ambient systems that convert without annoying customers, MG Wallace Design Studios can help. Visit mgwdstudios.com.
Thanks for listening. Next episode, we'll tackle adaptive illustration systems that scale across campaigns. Think one art direction that flexes from a tiny watch face to a full-size poster. Subscribe now so you don't miss it. Imagine boldly. Design brilliantly. Connect creatively. I'm Michael. Catch you next time.